Department of Education calls on NCAA. NFHS to strip awards misappropriated by trans athletes. By Dylan Gwynn on February 11, 2025. The U.S. Department of Education is calling on the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, and the Federation of State High School Associations, NFHS, to revoke the titles and championships awarded to transgender athletes competing in girls' and women's sports during the Biden administration. The department issued the call after first sending a letter to the NCAA and NFHS on Tuesday, prompting the organizations to restore to female athletes the records, titles, awards, and recognitions misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. In addition, the letter informed the organizations that to comply with current administration policy, the high school and college governing bodies should remove any accolades from those athletes that unfairly competed against girls and women in athletics. The call for the removal of awards comes on the heels of President Trump's signing of the Keep Men Out of Women's Sports Executive Order on Wednesday. An order mandates educational institutions receiving federal money conform to the Title IX changes instituted by the Trump administration. The president's executive order was met with immediate compliance by NCAA President Charlie Baker, who credited the order with restoring a uniform standard in college sports. "We strongly believe that clear, consistent, and uniform eligibility standards would best serve today's student athletes instead of a patchwork of conflicting state laws and court decisions," Baker's statement read. To that end, President Trump's order provides a clear, national standard. The NCAA Board of Governors is reviewing the executive order and will take necessary steps to align NCAA policy in the coming days, subject to further guidance from the administration. The association will continue to help foster welcoming environments on campuses for all student athletes. "We stand ready to assist schools as they look for ways to support any student athletes affected by changes in the policy." However, Candace Jackson, Deputy General Counsel for the Department of Education, stressed that NCAA rule changes are only the beginning of what needs to happen. "The next necessary step is to restore athletic records to women who have for years been devalued, ignored, and forced to watch men steal their accolades. The Trump Education Department will do everything in our power to right this wrong and champion the hard-earned accomplishments of past, current, and future female collegiate athletes."